You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Amazon has officially begun operations at their new Duluth facility. According to company officials, the new distribution center in the Smithville neighborhood's Atlas Industrial Park began operations on Thursday. The city previously worked to clean up the site, which had been unoccupied for years following the departure of U.S. Steel. City officials say the distribution center will create about 100 jobs and create about $75,000 per year in property tax revenue. The facility could also decrease Amazon package delivery times. Oxbow International will close its Clear Lake facility this summer and lay off nearly 70 employees. According to a notice filed with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the farm equipment manufacturing company is planning to relocate its Clear Lake operations to its new facility in New York. 68 of their Wisconsin employees will be laid off in June. In the notice, company officials cited a downturn in the agricultural market, rising operational costs, and the aging infrastructure of the Clear Lake facility as the reason for the closure. A Cameron man is facing up to 25 years in prison after a routine traffic stop allegedly turned into a drug bust. According to court documents, 53-year-old William Iman Jr. was pulled over by authorities in Rice Lake last week for faulty equipment. During the traffic stop, a K-9 unit alerted Rice Lake authorities to the possible presence of narcotics in the vehicle. Officers then searched the vehicle and allegedly recovered over 10 grams of methamphetamine. Iman was charged with possession with intent to distribute and bail jumping on Wednesday. Hours before Elon Musk held a rally in Green Bay in support of Judge Brad Schimel on Sunday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court unanimously declined to hear a lawsuit to stop him from giving out $1 million checks to two voters. The nonpartisan state Supreme Court election is being closely watched across the country and quickly became the most expensive court race in American history. Musk's attorneys argued that the payments were intended to generate a grassroots movement in opposition to activist judges and did not specifically advocate for a candidate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is warning residents of a phishing scam circulating the state. According to a press release, residents have reported receiving a text message that appears to be from the Department of Transportation. The text scam attempts to get the potential victim to click on fraudulent links by claiming they have an outstanding toll and this is their final reminder. DOT officials are reminding residents that Wisconsin does not have tolls and they should be wary of any texts or calls asking for money or personal information. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vetoed Republican-authored legislation seeking to require state education officials to return to a previous standardized test score scale. In his message with the veto, Governor Evers said he objected to state legislators trying to undermine the authority and independence given to State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underly under the state constitution. The bill was vetoed in its entirety, but Governor Evers did note that he, too, has been critical of the processes for recent changes to school scoring and standards. The Lake Superior Zoo announced the addition of a new rare cat from the Kansas City Zoo this week. Officials say the zoo will now feature a female sand cat named Bastet, a rare wild cat known for its hunting prowess in desert climates. The cat came to the zoo through the Association of Zoos and Aquariums Sand Cat Species Survival Plan and will be paired with one of the male sand cats currently at the zoo to help preserve the species. The other male sand cat will be transferred to another zoo. Bastet will be placed in the habitat after a quarantine period. A Cumberland man accused of severely injuring his mother and spitting at a law enforcement officer has been deemed competent to stand trial. Barron County Judge James Babler ruled 29-year-old Devin Baldwin competent on Thursday as he faces felony charges in two separate cases. Baldwin is facing up to 40 years in prison with repeater and domestic abuse modifiers for attacking his mother in January, leaving her with life-threatening injuries. He entered a not guilty plea to the charges levied for allegedly spitting at a cop on Thursday. As the nonpartisan Wisconsin Supreme Court election reaches the finish line, about 500,000 residents have already cast their ballot through early voting. As of Thursday, over 475,000 absentee ballots had been submitted, which is about 300,000 more than through this point in the 2023 Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Dane, Milwaukee, and Waukesha counties have seen particularly large increases in voter turnout ahead of the April 1st election. Over $80 million has been spent on the race. The Canadian government is running billboard advertisements in Wisconsin, warning residents of the effects proposed tariffs will have on them. The billboards launched on I-94 in Milwaukee this week with a short message reading, "Tariffs are a tax." The Trump administration recently announced 25% tariffs for imported cars and some vehicle parts, and Canadian officials say they're trying to warn residents that the tariffs will negatively affect them. They also say the billboards will be put up along key highway corridors across 12 states. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' home opener going on today at American Family Field against the Kansas City Royals. Now, last year, the Brewers never lost more than three games in a row all season. Today, they're coming into the game at 0-3 after being swept over the weekend in New York. The Yankees winning yesterday 12-3. NBA, the Bucks losing at home last night to the Hawks, 145-124. Giannis says he needs to do a better job on defense.
I got to be, you know, have more urgency there. Like, I got to protect my basket first, you know. If I don't pick up my man, I got to pick up that guy. So that's the mentality as a team that we have to be better transition defense team. We're going to watch film tomorrow. We're going to walk through it. We're going to play through it, and we're going to be better.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I love this team, and I'm going to keep saying that. I don't love how we're playing right now. And we have to get it back. We have to get guys to see what we see, and we will.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Corey Feldman has had a rough ride since childhood stardom. The Goonies actor recently appeared on Billy Corgan's The Magnificent Others podcast and claimed he was supposed to have Leonardo DiCaprio's role in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. But Johnny Depp told the producers he was a junkie. Feldman has admitted to having a heroin problem after he was sexually abused as a child, but said at the time of the Gilbert Grape incident, he was completely sober. Ouch. If you can't get enough of the Paul brothers, Jake and Logan, you might want to re-examine some things in your life. But if you're committed to these two trust fund darlings, definitely check out their new show on Max called Paul American. Actually, kind of a catchy title. The New York Post is calling it a series that pulls back the curtain on the lives of the brothers Paul. But we'll still manage to show you only what they want you to see. Paul American is now available to stream on Max. It's always fun when a showbiz relic is discovered, especially when it involves the Beatles. The New York Post reports that Vancouver record store owner Rob Firth found himself in possession of a reel-to-reel demo recording of the Fab Four. At first, he thought it was just a bootleg copy, but as it turns out, it was an original audition 15-song recording the Beatles made, which still sounds as crisp as it did back in 1962. He says he has no plans to sell his buried treasure. Making it even more unique is that Ringo wasn't even in the band yet, and their drummer was still Pete Best. Here's one of Pete's picks. The show Adolescence on Netflix is the hottest show on pretty much every streaming platform. The show about a 13-year-old UK schoolboy who was accused of murdering a fellow student is well-written, incredibly well-acted, and has a great style where each episode is basically a one-camera shot. Sounds tedious, but it is paying off, and so far, I recommend it. Bill Murray had some interesting things to say last Tuesday on The Howard Stern Show. The actor said he regretted turning down a role offered to him by Clint Eastwood. Later in the interview, Murray said he was surprised he didn't win the Academy Award for Lost in Translation in 2004 because he had won all the other awards that year and expected to win the Oscar. Murray won the Golden Globe, the BAFTA, and the Independent Spirit Award, but it was Sean Penn who took home Best Actor for Mystic River at the 76th Annual Oscars. I'm a Sean Penn fan, but thought Murray should have won too. Murray was brilliant in the role in which he portrayed an aging movie actor. Lost in Translation was also nominated for Best Director, Best Picture, and Best Screenplay. Sofia Coppola, who directed the film, did take home the Oscar for Best Screenplay. If you haven't seen Lost in Translation, check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We get a little bit of a break today before our next system rolls in and brings more rain and snow late tomorrow night through much of Wednesday. Today, sunshine will get to the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, clear 14. Tomorrow, becoming breezy and cloudy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.